Well, you may know of the ABC's Australia Talks project, a massive national survey of your views on all sorts of things. And you may also know we've been telling the stories that have been emerging from the 54,000 responses we've had. Well, one of the interesting outcomes is about your attitudes to religion. It's a subject it seems most Australians prefer not to discuss, with a clear majority believing people should keep their religious views to themselves. As well, most respondents believe the nation would be better off with less religion rather than more. Well, PM's Nick Grimm has been taking a dive into these results. He's here. Hi, Nick.
G'day, Linda.
Take us through the key points here.
Well, Linda, they say never talk politics or religion in polite company, but when the ABC's Australia Talks project engaged with those tens of thousands of Australians, the results were pretty fascinating on that question of faith and religious belief. So it turns out just 15% of us reckon Australia would be a better place if people were more religious, with the majority preferring it if there was less adherence to faith by folk generally. 60% want Australians to keep their religious views to themselves, though more than 70% feel people in this country are discriminated against on the basis of religion, which might challenge people's perception of the country as a tolerant place, of course.
Yes, interesting. So do we understand any more about what's behind these sorts of views? I mean, what springs to mind, of course, are the issues for the churches, for example, as a result of the Child Abuse Royal Commission.
Yeah, there's been a lot of pressure on churches to respond to issues like that. And it might also account for the fact that less than 30% of Australians trust religious leaders, with clergy coming in well behind professions like doctors, nurses and scientists, who rank rather more healthily up in the 90th percentile band. Another finding that might not surprise, though: religious Australians tend to hold more conservative views on social issues. They're more inclined to think women should stay at home with their children, less inclined to worry about climate change, and less likely to favour the legalisation of marijuana, just for a few examples. Now, I wanted to put some of those findings to the test, Linda, so I've been taking a reading on people's reaction to the findings, but of course, getting people to open up about their thoughts on religion can take a little work.
Excuse me, I'm from the ABC. Can I ask you some questions about religion?
I'm in a rush, sorry. No, actually, I have an exam, so I'm just...
Oh, sorry, I'm quite busy. Sorry.
Excuse me, would you mind if I ask you some questions about religion?
Yes, I do.
Sorry.
No, thank you, sorry.
Excuse me, ladies, I'm asking people questions about religion. Would you mind if I spoke with you?
Apologies.
Hello, could I talk to you about religion?
Oh.
They say politics can be a real conversation killer, but when it comes to faith in a higher being, people do their best to avoid that topic at all costs.
Excuse me, I'm interested in talking to people about religion. Can I ask you for your views about it?
Yeah, sure. What, any questions in particular? Or...
Okay, well, maybe it's just how you ask the question, such as, why do a majority of Australians think the place would be better off with less religion?
I think that's a really interesting point. I think that there are probably some things to be said for having less religion.
And what about one of the other findings from the ABC's Australia Talks project, that 60% of Australians want other people to keep their religious views to themselves?
Absolutely. If it's okay to say this, I know that if I'm chatting to someone and they say they're religious already, I think, okay, so this conversation's probably going to end in about 5 minutes. Yeah, it can put a lot of strain on relationships, on meeting people, on even friendships, but it shouldn't have to.
But why the awkwardness? After all, according to the 2016 census, close to 70% of the Australian population regard themselves as adherents of an organised religion. But it seems for many people, the church isn't quite what it used to be.
Well, I think that the trust in religious leaders is way down. For a variety of reasons.
We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Consider for the moment the experience of this Melbourne Anglican priest, Gary Barmer.
The child abuse stuff certainly has taken the huge steam out of most religious leaders. I wear a collar from time to time. It used to be that mothers would bring their children around to be blessed. Well, mothers can now be seen to be sort of taking their children away from me if I'm walking down the street in a collar.
It's perhaps not surprising that the Australia Talks project found less than a third of Australians trust their religious leaders, a result well behind the wider community's most trusted professions, doctors, nurses and scientists.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us?
The results fascinate Gary Barmer, who, apart from being a priest, is also an Emeritus Professor of Sociology at Monash University and President of the Australian Association for the Study of Religions.
Yeah, one of the most foundational things is that behind most of these responses is the Australian attitude toward religion. And that is very simple. Religion is supposed to be a low-temperature affair. Unlike the U.S., where it's high-temperature and everybody's got to have one or you really can't hold your head up, in Australia, well, just keep it quiet. Don't run it up my nose for sure. But religion's supposed to be there, but low-temperature. In fact, Manning Clark described it as a shy hope held tenderly in the heart. And that kind of expectation drives the kinds of responses that say that we wouldn't be better off with more religion. No, 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 that would get to be too noisy in the system. Just be quiet about it. It's okay to have it. We don't recommend you having it, but just be quiet.
But could it be that Australians are losing their religion? The 2016 census showed that more than 30% of Australians now identify with having none at all.
Excuse me, I'm from the ABC. Can I ask you some questions about religion?
Religion? I don't follow any religion. Sorry.
Certainly the data would confirm that people are turning away from religion. And why is a deep question. And it's a very complex question. And it's obviously different for every individual.
Ramzi El-Sayed is the president of the Jewish Christian Muslim Association, an organisation that works to prevent religious intolerance and foster relationships between those of different faiths. He's not the least bit surprised by the findings.
But I think people judge religion based on the action of key individuals who purport to represent that faith. So consequently, faith or the religious brand name has suffered significantly in the eyes of the community for a whole series of reasons. My sadness is that religion is being blamed or scapegoated for so many of our world problems. So whether it's environmental destruction or poverty in the world, wars and killing and economic and social inequality, these are all man-made problems. But for some reason, people want to blame God for these problems, when in fact it's the fault of mankind for not actually following the teachings within the tenets of faith traditions that has led us to, you know, this negative opinion of religion.
So in troubling times, is religion failing to provide Australians with the comfort that they might be searching for?
It appears so. And people have jumped off the religion bandwagon, certainly. But what religion has to offer is, I think, often being discounted and not understood by the wider community.
But at the end of the day, the Australia Talks data could suggest that for most people, religious belief is a deeply personal thing, with views varying widely across homes, workplaces, and even in relationships, like this couple who stopped in the street for a chat about their faith or lack thereof.
Oh, I think religion's overrated. I think it's used for political purposes by fringe group, by people who've got their own behind-the-scenes motivations.
And what about the lady here on your arm? What's your view?
Well, religion is actually good if we follow it, or, you know, with faith and trusting people, because religion is a mutual respect with people, so you have to respect its religion. If they don't have a religion or they're actually atheist, then that's fine, as long as you don't offend the other one and impose your religion to others.
Sydney couple Lucy Murari and Michael Kelly speaking with the intrepid Nick Grimm.